wamanjama abanjamakhulu kwele Melika ancintisa kukhetho lolu akhankasa emisakazweni kumabonakude emadolobheni emaphandleni lenkundleni zokuxhumana esenzela ukukhanga abantu ukuthi babavotele. Ibandla lama-Republicans limelwe ngumongameli Donald Trump lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Mike Pence, kuthi-ke elama-Democrats limelwe ngumnumzana Joe Biden nonkosikazi Kamala Harris. Okwamanje sokulabantu abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi ayisificaminwembili 81 million asebevote kukhetho lolu. Abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwele Melika asebeyingxenye yelizwe leli bayavota kukhetho lolu.
Unkosazana Musa weNkosi Ndlovu odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala duzane leWashington DC uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bavote.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi ngulo lalowo olelungelo lokuthi avote enze njalo. Esathini abantu bathi ivote yami ngenza umehluko sibili. Yeah, ivote ya wonke umuntu yenza umehluko. Kulabo abangenelisi ukuvota licabanga ukuthi kulalabo abangela malungelo ukuthi avote, yini elizakuba lilizwi lakho.
Lokhu kusekelwa umnumzana Phithizela Ngcobo uzavota kukhetho lolu. Ungcobo uthi baningi abantu abazovotelwa kukhetho lolunyaka.
Saka 3 November kuzabe kuyilanga elikhulu lapha e-America ngoba abantu bayazekhetha lonyaka kuvotelwa umongameli kwamanye ama-states akhona kunye lama-senator, ikanti ama-states wonke njalo azabe evotela abameli endlini yephalamende lapho yazakala ukuthi House of Representatives. Loba abantu bezabe bevota okupheleleyo ngolwesibili, ukuvota khona sokulesikhathi kwaqalisa lapha. Abantu bayenelisa ukuvota ngokuthunyelwa incwadi eziyabe zile phepha lokuvotela ukuthiwa i-ballot, bese bevota-ke bethumeze. Lo nyaka ngenxa yogciwane leli eliphasaleleyo bakhuthaze ukuthi abantu abaningi basebenzise lokhu kuvota. Kukhona njalo okunye okwenzakala kuthiwa yi-early voting, lapho ama-states avula khona ukuthi abantu bebuye bezovota ilanga ngokwalo lingakafiki. Lo nyaka abantu abaningi bayakwenza lokhu, ngakho ukuthi abantu abaningi sebehle bathatha leli thuba ukuthi bevote ukuthi mhla ka-3 November bebephumula besesemakhaya.
Umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kule South Africa uthi akwaziwa ozanqoba kukhetho lolu.
Ukhetho lwaseMelika lubaluleke kakhulu ukululandela ngoba iMelika inomthelela omkhulu emazweni amaningi kwezomnotho nezepolitiki zalawo mazwe. Siyambona uJoe Biden engathi uhamba phambili kuma-polls echaya laphana kancanyana nje uDonald Trump kutshengisela sengathi abantu bamthakazelela kangcono. Kodwa-ke sesike sakubona phambilini ukuthi ama-polls kwesinye isikhathi asiwo agcina ekhomba ukuthi ngibani ozonqoba, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi kuba nama-swing states nama-key states agcina eguqula isimo ade siboniswa ngama-polls ma abantu sebesiya ku-election. So sizobe sikukhangelela ukukubona ukuthi ngibani ozonqoba mhla ka-3 November, ngoba nakho kungaba nomthelela ekuthinini ilizwe lakithi, particularly eZimbabwe, ukuthi kuthiwani ngodaba lwama-functions nodaba nje lwepolicy ye-America towards ilizwe lakithi.
Kukhetho lukamongameli kumele unqobayo athole okuthiwa ngama-electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamathumi ayisikhombisa 270. Imele i-Studio 7 ise-Maryland. No, keep stupid.